Attawa Forest in eastern Ghana is known for its abundant biodiversity, including endangered animals and rare plants, dozens of which are threatened with extinction. Despite the area being declared protected, the government plans to begin large-scale mining for bauxite.
The government has been saying over and over again, I say since 2018, that they would not unnecessarily compromise the forest. They have not so far demonstrated to any agency, to Ghanaians, how that is going to be done. And you know why? Because there is no technology that will allow government to go ahead and tap the bauxite in this forest without compromising the forest.
Bauxite is used to produce aluminium products. While the government's agreed to a $2 billion mining deal with China, it's yet to get permission from Ghana's Environmental Protection Agency. The government says it's relying on the potential proceeds from the mining of both bauxite and gold to develop local mining communities.
We now have a fund which is solely dedicated to the development of the mining communities of our country, where, if you want, 20% by law of the royalties which accrue to the state are dedicated to this fund. And the fund is exclusively for the development of mining communities, the provision of water, for instance, electricity, educational infrastructure, health care.
But many small-scale miners and loggers work illegally, surviving on minimal income. Gold miners say they hardly benefit, and critics say their activities are harming the environment. Communities in Ghana's western region rely on the Pra River for drinking water and to bathe and cook. The Birim Water Basin feeds three major rivers, providing water for millions of people across Ghana. But mining upstream has contaminated the water.
We don't get access to clean water as it used to be because of the mining activities. It is affecting the community a lot. When the tap doesn't flow as it used to be, sometimes a month or 2 or 3 weeks, you don't even get water to flow in your tap.
Mining opponents are taking the government to court to stop the search for bauxite. Critics say that while they understand the need to benefit from natural resources, Ghana's forests need to be protected for future generations. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera.